For today's In Touch, we discuss the proposed improvements to Kelowna's West Drainage Ditch with City Administrator Ryan Saba.
We did a study on the West Drainage Ditch or Salverson Creek. We had a group of master's and doctorate students from the university from the Iowa Flood Center or the hydraulics lab up there do a detailed study on it in 2011-2012, and we've used those to hopefully leverage some grant funds for some work to be done on that drainage area just north of Highway 22 is what we're looking at. So we're in the early process of getting the grant solidified and submitted and then meeting with property owners and firms that would potentially do the work should the grant funds come available. The funds are derived from the city's going to undertake a $1.2 million sanitary sewer lining project along with replacement of Force Main from our lift station to the lagoons. And kind of a byproduct of that state revolving fund loan is that we can get a 1% over the term of the loan rebate on the interest that we would pay. So it's a good project. It's a good use of funds, and hopefully we'll be eligible for them.
What would you look to do with the West Drainage Ditch? Widen it or deepen it?
The technical term would be a two-tiered riparian buffer strip that would look to incorporate primarily the west side of the drainage ditch, and then we would look to, in future projects, to hopefully shore up the east side of the drainage ditch with more hardscape with gabing baskets and so forth that would hopefully provide a permanent structure on that side to eliminate property loss.
But yeah, is that just to reduce erosion?
Erosion, water quality, nutrient stabilization, and bank stabilization. So kind of fit the criteria of the grant application.
Does it slow down the water? Was capacity an issue at one point?
Capacity would be increased, so the byproduct of the project is also that it does do some flood mitigation. But primarily we're looking for bank stabilization, keeping the soil and nutrients in their place and not in the water.
Do you guys know how much this will cost?
We should by the end of the week. We've got some preliminary numbers in, and we're kind of backing into the number based off of a linear foot cost that others have had in recent projects. So we've reached out to the experts and trying to come up with that. We did have a meeting yesterday and today with property owners on the west side just to kind of get their informal blessing at this point. There isn't anything firm, but we would have to go secure easements, which the council has directed staff here to start the process of.
How much would this $112,000 help out the project?
It would help out immensely in determining how far upstream we can go, whether that's 600 feet, 800 feet, 1,000 feet. The project itself is more moving and reshaping of the current structure, so it's not really building a whole lot in there. There's no concrete or anything like that. It's more reshaping to an engineered design that meets the hydraulic modeling that we want to see from a community and how that's going to mitigate flooding and erosion and so forth. So really what we're looking to do is take those funds and do as much of the project as we can with the hopes that we can get maybe 1,000 feet out of it.
And would this be like an ongoing effort then?
Yeah, I think it would kind of kickstart the process on there. It would open up some other grant funding later down the road. You know, maybe a 3 or 4 stage project to move north to our corporate limits. And, you know, we'll just have to see after this one how well it's received and how effective it is.
Do you know when you'd hear back?
The grant application we're going to submit next week. My guess is we'd know in September.
Okay, so it'd be maybe next year you'd start on the project?
Yeah, actually, I think it may be a little bit earlier than that. I think should we be successful and fortunate enough to receive the funds, I think we would have to have everything done by maybe June of 2015.
That was my conversation with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.